You're listening because you need to get answers from your data. Fast. You've got the sources, the dashboards, maybe even that little hunch. Something's changing. So today we're cutting straight to it with a deep dive into quick insights, what they are, how they get created, and really importantly, how you find and actually use them in the AO platform. We're using their help center stuff as our guide here.
And quick insights, you know, think of them as like an early warning system for your data. It's powered by machine learning.
Okay, so not just static numbers.
No, exactly. Instead of just rows and columns, these models are built to flag what really matters. You know, the sudden spikes, the unexpected dips, those hidden connections you might just scroll past.
It's about getting to that aha moment faster without all the manual effort.
That's the idea. Less digging, more finding.
All right, so these insights don't just magically appear. Where did they come from? You inherited machine learning, but how does it kick off?
Well, there are two main ways, really. First, you, the user, can trigger one directly. You're in an app looking at your data. Maybe you spot something interesting and you think, I want to know more about that. You can request an insight right there.
So user-driven analysis.
Yes. But what's really powerful, I think, is the second way. Solution developers can actually set these up to run automatically.
Ah, okay.
They use something called the Insight Composer to schedule them. So important findings about trends or changes can just be, well, waiting for you, already generated.
Insight Composer. Sounds like the behind-the-scenes control room for this.
Sort of, yeah. Let's developers define what insight should be run, on what data, and how often.
Okay, let's talk about the output then. What kinds of insights actually pop out? I imagine it's not just one size fits all.
Oh, definitely not. There's a pretty wide range, actually, designed for different sorts of questions and data.
Like what?
Okay, so if you're looking at just one thing over time, like, say, daily website traffic, quick insights can flag outliers, you know, those really unusual days. It can find change points the exact moment a trend shifted.
Like when a marketing campaign kicked in.
Precisely. It can also show you the overall trend line, find regular patterns like weekly cycles, maybe. That's periodic estimation. And it can even give you a forecast.
Wow. Okay. So for one metric, it tells me if something's weird, where it's generally going, if it goes up and down predictably, and what might happen next.
Got it. Now, what if you have several related things changing over time? Maybe website visits and conversion rates and average order value.
Right, more complex.
So there are multivariate insights, trend detection across all of them combined, change point detection when multiple things shift together.
Ah, that makes sense.
And also correlation for time series, seeing how those different metrics move together. Are they linked?
That sounds incredibly useful for understanding the bigger picture. What if time is the main thing I'm looking at?
Covered there, too.
Yeah.
There's a whole set of statistical tests built in.
Like proper stats.
Yeah. Like binomial analysis, is your success rate unusually high or low? T-tests to compare averages between two groups, see if the difference is, you know, actually meaningful.
So if I A-B tested something.
A T-test could tell you if version B was statistically better. Exactly. There's also chi-squared analysis for finding links between categories and correlation for categorical data, too.
Okay, this is getting quite sophisticated.
It goes further. Survival analysis, like how long do customers stick around? Causal inference, trying to understand cause and effect, even spatial correlation for geographical patterns.
Okay, that's a lot of analytical power. But let's bring it back. For someone, you know, running a business or managing a team, why is this variety important? What's the real-world benefit?
It's about speed and clarity, fundamentally. Turning raw data into something you can actually understand and act on fast.
Right.
Quick insights let you check your gut feelings with actual data. They help you spot trends, good or bad, much earlier. And that leads to smarter decisions.
Less wading through spreadsheets, more focused analysis.
That's it. It highlights what needs your attention.
So it's moving beyond just seeing numbers to understanding the story and then using that story to decide what to do next.
Exactly. And the Help Center really stresses asking the right business question first.
What do you mean?
Like, what decision are you trying to make? What problem needs solving? Knowing that helps you pick the right kind of insight.
Ah, so the question guides the analysis type.
Yeah. If you want to know why churn is happening, maybe correlation is useful. If you're choosing between option A and B, maybe a T-test gives you the evidence. Planning inventory. Forecasts are your friend.
It's like having a data analyst built in guiding you. Okay, let's get practical. How do I actually generate one? Say I'm a user. On my Easy Answers dashboard, looking at an app, where do I click?
It's usually pretty easy to find. Inside the app, look for an Insights option in its menu. Often it's a little brain icon.
The brain icon. Got it.
Clicking that opens up the Insights dialog. And what's neat is it usually shows you a list of quick insight types that make sense for the specific data in that app.
So the system suggests relevant analyses. It doesn't just throw everything at me.
Exactly. It tries to be smart about it.
Yeah.
You just select the one or maybe multiple insights you want to run.
Okay. And can I tweak them before I run them?
Yep. There's usually a configure button for each insight type that lets you adjust some settings, maybe the time frame or how sensitive it should be to outliers, things like that.
Right. Customize it a bit.
Then, once you're happy, you just hit generate selected insights.
And then I wait. How do I know when it's done?
You'll get notifications. The system tells you when it starts and when it finishes.
Okay.
And if you want to see the status of all your requests, there's also an Insights task viewer, usually accessible from your main user menu, like a little tracking dashboard.
Good to know. So Insights generated, where do I see the results, the actual findings?
Well, if you triggered it from an app, the results often show up right there, maybe in an Insights tab within that expanded app view you see down at the bottom.
Okay, convenient.
But importantly, they also land on the central Insights feed page. Each insight appears as a sort of infographic card there, easy to scan.
Ah, the feed page. That sounds central.
It is. And if you want more than the summary card, there's nearly always a full story option that opens up a detailed view charts, text explanations. The work's usually in a full screen pop-up.
Okay, tell me more about this Insights feed page. It sounds like the main hub. How's it laid out?
It really is the hub. It shows insights chronologically, newest ones right at the top, so you always see the latest findings first.
Makes sense.
Up in the header, you'll see that brain icon again that just toggles the whole page on or off. You'll also likely see filters like Focused and other...
Focus.
Yeah, Focus tries to show you insights that are probably most relevant to your role based on how things are set up. Helps cut through the noise. It just shows you everything.
Smart. Okay, so I see an insight card on the feed. What can I actually do with it?
Depends a bit. Did you generate it yourself, or was it system-generated, maybe by that Insight Composer schedule?
Let's say I generated it.
Okay. For user-generated ones, you'll have an options menu, usually the three dots icon. From there, you can often switch the view, visual, and text, or just text.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gear icon to see the configuration again, a maximize icon for the full screen view. And in the menu itself, you can usually configure Insight again, like tweak it and rerun it.
Oh, me. Iterate on it.
Yeah. You can also delete it if it's old news, view data, to jump back to the app and see the source data, and even add to dashboard to pin it somewhere prominent.
Lots of control. What about the system-generated ones, the automated one?
Fewer options there, typically. You can usually refresh it, which means update it with the latest data.
Yeah.
You can download data, get the raw numbers behind the insight, and often you can annotate it.
Annotate. Yeah.
Add notes. Exactly. Add your own comments or context, either to the insight itself or the underlying data it came from.
That could be useful for collaboration. You also mentioned editing the text of an insight earlier.
Yes. That's quite handy. If an insight has a text description, you can usually just hover over the text, click the little pencil icon that appears, and edit it.
Oh, wow.
You can add your own interpretation, maybe simplify the language for someone, then save your changes, or discard them if you mess up.
That's great for tailoring the message. Now, at the bottom of those insight cards on the feed, I think you mentioned thumbs up, down, share.
Right. Those are for engagement. Thumbs up, down lets you rate how useful the insight is.
Does that do anything?
Yeah. It helps the system learn what's valuable, potentially improving future recommendations. Plus, you could filter your feed by those ratings.
Okay.
Then there's share, obvious enough. Send it to colleagues. Add favorite, mark it so you can find it easily later via the favorites filter.
Mm-hmm.
Comment takes you to a comments tab within that full story view so you can discuss the finding. And full story itself opens that detailed view we talked about.
So it's really built for interaction, not just broadcasting results. What about that add to insight feed thing you mentioned?
Yeah. Sometimes you might generate an insight inside an app and it doesn't automatically go to the main feed page. That option lets you manually push it there, make it more visible to everyone.
Gotcha. And the filtering on the feed page by rating and favorites, that helps manage the potentially large number of insights, I guess.
Absolutely essential, especially in a busy environment. You can quickly narrow down the view to just your starred items or only the ones people found highly valuable. Keeps things manageable.
This really paints a clear picture. It sounds like quick insights combined with the insights feed are really designed to democratize analytics a bit. Put the power into more hands.
That's a great way to put it. Whether you trigger them yourself or they come via the Insight Composer, these ML-driven insights are about making data understanding easier and faster. That brain icon really is the key.
So for everyone listening, the message is clear. Find that brain icon in your AO platform. Explore the quick insights available for your data. Don't be afraid to generate them.
Absolutely. Start using them. See what they tell you.
It could genuinely speed up how you understand what's happening.
Definitely. It made me think about this. How could consistently using quick insights, making it part of your routine, actually change how you approach solving problems or making decisions day to day?
Moving from just reacting to data to proactively finding the stories within it.
Exactly. Uncovering opportunities, maybe heading off issues before they become major problems. That's the potential.